Lesson 159, Moroni 10, verses 1 through 7, and verses 27 through 29. Introduction. Moroni exhorted the Lamanites and all others who would read his testimony to ask God to confirm the truth of his words. He taught that God would manifest the truth of the Book of Mormon and the reality of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. Moroni also declared that he would meet us before the judgment bar of God, where the Lord himself would confirm the truth of Moroni's words. Note, you may want to leave time at the end of the lesson for students to share their testimonies of the Book of Mormon. To ensure that there is sufficient time, prayerfully select the portions of this lesson that will be most beneficial to your students. Note, share your testimony. Take frequent opportunities to testify of Jesus Christ, His Gospel, and the Book of Mormon. Encourage students to bear their testimonies as well. The sharing of a testimony blesses the person who bears it and can strengthen the faith and testimonies of others. Suggestions for teaching. Moroni 10, 1 through 7. Moroni exhorts us to obtain a testimony of the Book of Mormon and of Jesus Christ. Before class begins, draw on the board a picture of an arch with a keystone. You may want to refer to the illustration used in Lesson 4. Begin the lesson by referring to the picture. What is the purpose of the keystone in an arch? How does the keystone relate to the Book of Mormon? If students need help answering this question, you may want to suggest that they read the statement by the Prophet Joseph Smith in the sixth paragraph of the introduction to the Book of Mormon. Invite students to silently read the last paragraph of the introduction to the Book of Mormon. Before they read, ask them to look for three truths a person can come to know by obtaining a testimony of the Book of Mormon. Just as an arch is held together by a keystone, what other parts of our testimonies are strengthened by gaining a testimony of the Book of Mormon? Why is it important for each individual to gain his or her own testimony of the Book of Mormon? Summarize Moroni 10, 1 through 2, by explaining that about 1,400 years before the Prophet Joseph Smith received the gold plates, Moroni concluded his father's record by writing his final exhortation to those who would receive the Book of Mormon in the latter days. It may be helpful to explain that the word exhort means to strongly encourage or urge someone. This word appears 8 times in Moroni 10. Explain that Moroni exhorted all who received the Book of Mormon to seek a testimony of its truth and divinity. Invite students to read Moroni 10, 3-4 silently, looking for phrases that describe the requirements for obtaining a testimony of the Book of Mormon through the Holy Ghost. You might want to suggest that they mark these phrases as they discover them. As students report the phrases they have identified, write the phrases on the board. Their responses should include the following. Read these things. Remember how merciful the Lord has been. Ponder it in your hearts. Ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ. To help students better understand what someone must do to receive a witness from the Holy Ghost that the Book of Mormon is true, use the following teaching ideas to discuss each of the requirements Moroni taught. Number 1. Read these things. Moroni invited us to read these things, or read the Book of Mormon. Invite a student to read aloud the following story told by Elder Tad R. Collister of the Quorum of the 70 about how one young woman benefited from having read the Book of Mormon. Quote, a 14-year-old girl said that she had been discussing religion with one of her friends at school. Her friend said to her, what religion do you belong to? She replied, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Mormons. Her friend replied, I know that church, and I know it's not true. How do you know? Came the reply. Because, said her friend, I have researched it. Have you read the Book of Mormon? No, came the answer, I haven't. Then this sweet young girl responded, then you haven't researched my church. Because I have read every page of the Book of Mormon, and I know it's true. End quote. Why is reading the Book of Mormon key to obtaining a testimony of its truthfulness? How has reading the Book of Mormon this year strengthened your testimony of it and the truths it teaches? Number 2. Remember how merciful the Lord hath been. Moroni taught that those who read the Book of Mormon and desire to know of its truthfulness should remember how merciful the Lord hath been. Explain that recognizing and remembering instances of the Lord's mercy can soften our hearts and prepare us to feel the influence of the Holy Ghost. One meaning of the word merciful is compassionate. Invite students to ponder for a moment when they have experienced the Lord's mercy or compassion toward them or recognized it in the life of someone they know. Invite students to share examples of the Lord's mercy in the Book of Mormon that have been meaningful to them. How do you think remembering the Lord's mercy can help someone be receptive to the Holy Ghost and receive a testimony of the Book of Mormon? What evidence of the Lord's mercy have you witnessed in your life? What feelings do you have as you remember the mercy of the Lord in your life? Number 3. Ponder the Lord's mercy in your hearts. Moroni taught that we must ponder the Lord's mercy in our hearts. Explain that pondering ways the Lord has been merciful to others and ourselves prepares us to receive the influence of the Holy Ghost. To help students understand how this is so, invite a student to read the following explanation by Elder Marvin J. Ashton of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Dictionaries say that ponder means to weigh mentally, think deeply about, deliberate, meditate. By pondering, we give the Spirit an opportunity to impress and direct. Pondering is a powerful link between the heart and the mind. As we read the Scriptures, our hearts and minds are touched. If we use the gift to ponder, we can take these eternal truths and realize how we can incorporate them into our daily actions. Pondering is a progressive mental pursuit. It is a great gift to those who have learned to use it. We find understanding, insight, and practical application if we use the gift of pondering." End quote. As you have studied the Book of Mormon, when has pondering helped you feel the influence of the Holy Ghost? What can we do to more consistently ponder as we study the Scriptures? Number 4. Ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Jesus Christ. Moroni taught that if we want to receive a witness of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon, we must ask God with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Jesus Christ. Explain that to pray sincerely and with real intent means that we intend to act on the answer we receive from God. Consider sharing the following story in which a man prayed with real intent to obtain a witness of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. Quote, "Occasionally I prayed to know what was right, but it was more of a passing thought than a sincere question. Then one night I decided to pray with real intent. I told Heavenly Father that I wanted to know Him and be a part of His true church. I promised, 'If Thou wilt let me know whether Joseph Smith is a real prophet and whether the Book of Mormon is true, I'll do whatever Thou would have me do. And if the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the true church, I'll follow it and never give up.' I had no spectacular manifestation, but I felt at peace and went to bed. Several hours later, I awoke with a distinct thought. Joseph Smith is a true prophet, and the Book of Mormon is true. The thought was accompanied by indescribable peace. I fell asleep again, only to awake later with the exact same thought and feeling. Since that time, I have never doubted that Joseph Smith is a true prophet. I know that this is the Savior's work, and that Heavenly Father will answer our sincere petitions." End quote. From Rodolfo Armando Perez Bonilla. How I Know, Ensign, October 2011, page 64. Invite students to search Moroni 10:4 and identify what God will do for those who follow the process Moroni outlined. What did Moroni promise to those who seek a testimony of the Book of Mormon in the way he prescribed? In what ways might the Holy Ghost testify to us of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon? Be sure students understand that most revelation does not come in a spectacular fashion. While some individuals may have overwhelming spiritual experiences, most will experience something quiet and subtle, such as a warm, peaceful feeling or an assurance. You might also want to explain that as we study the Scriptures, the Spirit may testify of the truth of what we are reading. Then, when we specifically ask to know the truth of the Book of Mormon, the Spirit will confirm the witness we have already received. Note, Moroni 10:4 and 5. This is a Scripture Mastery passage. Refer to the Scripture Mastery teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Invite a student to read Moroni 10:5 through 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify what else Moroni promised that we can know through the Holy Ghost. Point out that Moroni 10:4 and 5 is a Scripture Mastery passage. You might want to encourage students to mark this passage in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate it easily. What can we learn from Moroni 10:3 through 7? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we ask God in faith, and with real intent, we can receive a testimony of the Book of Mormon and of Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost. Invite students to write in notebooks or scripture study journals a goal concerning what they will do to obtain or strengthen their testimonies of the Book of Mormon. Encourage them to apply the principle taught in Moroni 10:4. Moroni 10:27 through 29. Moroni testifies that he will meet us at the judgment bar of God. Invite a student to read Moroni 10:27 through 29 aloud. Ask the class to think about how they might answer the question found in Moroni 10:27. Testify that those who have received the Book of Mormon will be accountable to God for how they respond to it. Allow sufficient time at the end of this lesson to invite students to share their testimonies of the Book of Mormon. Consider bearing your own testimony of the Book of Mormon. Assure students that as they continue to study the Book of Mormon throughout their lives, their faith in Jesus Christ and His gospel will grow. Scripture Mastery, Moroni 10, 4-5. Students who memorize Moroni 10, 4 and 5 will be better prepared to share the message of the Book of Mormon with others. Write the passage on the board and ask students to read it aloud as a class. Erase 6 words and then have the class read it again, filling in the missing words as they read. Continue this process until most or all of the passage is erased.